How did we get to 100,000 downloads, and why does it matter to you? On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're pulling back the curtain to show you how we did it, and we're joined by Tracy Winkler of Elevate to Grow and Matt Tompkins of Two Brothers Creative. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, The Truth About Trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family.
Andrew, you just hit 100,000 downloads of the podcast, and it's been just a little over a year. It's been quite the journey. How does it feel to have that sink in right now?
It was certainly a number I never had in my mind. I didn't think I'd ever hit it. You know, it feels fantastic that there are actually people out there listening, continuing to download our content. And hopefully we've given them some good content about trucking and where they can take their career and on their journey.
I'll also note too, that's the audio podcast. The YouTube channel climbed to, I think it's over 500,000 views just on the podcast content alone. So those are pretty incredible stats. And I think it might be nice just to pull back the curtain as you do with your podcast and take people through this journey, like where we started from the inception. Because Tracy, you were there in the very, very beginning.
I was.
In Andrew's ear. How did you convince him to do it?
You know, it started early in 2021, recognizing that there was some things missing, and they had this great story to tell at Chief Carriers. And so I kept just dropping things in his ears, showing him some things, and the opportunity actually came up to actually start working with him more in November of 2021. So we started working together for a year and putting together a whole strategy on all of their marketing. And we kept dropping in the idea of a podcast. Now, that was a little challenging, and it took another year until it launched. But I will let Andrew tell that story of, you know, what it was like and hearing it from the other side of, let's do a podcast. How about a podcast? You have a great story to tell. Yeah. You have a great story to tell. What
well,
was that like?
And she's right. I knew we had a great story to tell at Chief. And you know, I didn't always connect the dots right at first. And I think that's where the marketing group and the strategy came in. And finally, I'm a little slow sometimes, but the dots finally connected a little bit. And I said, okay, now I understand. I had no desire to be behind a microphone, to be on camera, to do any of those things. I'm kind of the guy behind the scenes most of the time. So for me to get myself out there, it was a little uncomfortable to think about that. But once I saw the connection of everything and what it was really for, I'm super passionate about drivers, you know, and always have been in this industry for almost 30 years. And there are just so many things out there that the drivers need to know that they don't have a good resource for. And I think that was kind of where it went for me. It was like, hey, I can be that resource because I started as a driver in my career. And I think once drivers learned about that, then they started the connections like, hey, maybe this guy actually does know what he's doing. He's not just another trucking executive behind a desk that's never held the steering wheel. So
the power of podcasting and what makes it unlike any other medium is how intimate it is. And I think my takeaway from this is the commitment to the process overall. Because with that commitment to the process, you have to do some scary things, some uncomfortable things, aside from just being in front of the mic and the camera. Like when you're developing this thing and what it is and the strategy and intention behind it, you're focusing in on one person. And I think you did that better than most podcasters that I've come across. Is you committed to, okay, we're going to narrow this down to a single person. And podcasting, it's not a communal thing. We don't listen to podcasts in a room with the speakers going. It's the most intimate form, a medium that there is. We're literally inside someone's head. If they're listening to like earbuds, you're in their head talking to them. And the mistake, and I think the reason most podcasts only last 7 episodes, that's the average lifespan. There's over 3 million dead podcasts that have been created and just sitting there not doing anything right now on the globally. The reason that happens is they're trying to speak to everybody and they don't really resonate with anybody. And you spoke to that specific driver and you committed to speaking to that one person, giving them a name and age and how many kids they have and all that. That I think is the secret here from my perspective, coming from the podcasting, coaching, marketing background. You know, is you committed to, I'm going to speak to one person. And how scary was that? How uncomfortable was that to get that niche down, as they say?
Well, and I remember the persona that we used and created there, and it was, he was a 35-year-old truck driver, divorced, had one or two children, I think, and he wanted to do things so right, but he kept stepping on his own toes, you know, making poor decisions out there in trucking and stuff. And that was the guy, that was the one that I wanted to help, because I knew he had the ability to be successful, and he really wanted to be an owner operator. That's what he wanted to do. And I was hesitant, this was a real guy, by the way, but I was hesitant to sell him a truck, because until he gets some of these, you know, these mistakes out of the way or starts making better decisions, I didn't think he was going to be successful buying that truck. So that was the guy that I wanted to help. And I know there's a lot of them out there like that.
And it's scary, Tracy, you know this too, like with people, they think, I'm just going to speak to one person. Like you said this, like, who's going to listen to this? Yeah. And it's a painfully specific place to get. It's uncomfortable because you are speaking to one person and you think only that person's going to listen. And it's counterintuitive. But what happens is when you resonate deeply with one person, you create a super fan. They think, this show is made just for me. It's like Andrew tapped into my brain. Like, how is he doing this? And that's where you connect with not just one person, but thousands of people. And that's where you really grow the largest audience, is by speaking to one person first.
Well, and that brings this up, you know, during the process and when you went through that, that took you several months to be methodical and really put thought into it. And Matt did a lot of coaching with you. And that's something they do. Was that helpful, or would you have just started just talking and no thought to it? If you think that.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been successful if we not gone through the process and done that. And I don't know if a couple months, you know, in that prep, if that's normal or if it's longer than normal.
Not. No, it's
part of that's me kicking and screaming, dragging my feet, not wanting to do it. But, you know, we got through it, and I'm glad we did take the time that we did.
And I think this speaks to anybody setting any goal, whether it's marketing or it's content or, you know, even driving a truck. It's like you have to commit to a process and you can't skip the steps, right? You have to put the work in if you want to get the real results in the long term. Like you've mentioned, there's no quick win, there's no easy win, and you stuck to the process. And yeah, it took twice as long as it normally does, but the results speak for themselves. You know, one of our fastest growing podcasts as far as downloads and views. So if you look at it that way, it's like, okay, well, man, the more time and commitment I give something, the bigger results I'm going to get. I just have to commit to it. And it's a long-term strategy with the biggest payoff, I think.
You know, and I was just thinking, we drew a roadmap. We kind of colored it out. And, you know, that was something that is helpful in a career path for anyone. Just as same thing with drivers and anybody inside the organization, having a roadmap. We gave you a roadmap and a process to follow. And, you know, with drivers, is there a roadmap, or is there a process for them once they start out? Because a lot of them probably just want to get to that, as you were saying in your persona, the owner operator, he wanted to be that, but he wasn't ready.
Yeah, there's so many guys too that they go through the trucking school, they've been in trucking for just a few months, and they see the almighty dollar sign, right? They want that quick money fast, but you can't do that. And that's when you see the mistakes, those guys. And there's companies out there willing to sell them a truck when they only have 6 months experience in the job. And they struggle. Most of them don't make it. So it is about a roadmap and developing a process with the education and things for them. So we absolutely do that with our drivers as well.
When you look at this, at the end result here, it's kind of easy and clear to see the success of it. It just like it's easy to see the success with Chief Carriers, you know, winner best in fleet, and you have these awards, these accolades. What people don't see is behind the scenes. Like one of my favorite quotes is like, every overnight success is 15 years in the making. And it is true. So for anybody setting these goals and going through the process, I think having somebody who knows what that process is, first off, to kind of take you through it is a big step. But then having the courage really to say, I'm going to stick through this even when it has, you know, 20 downloads and I'm like, wait, I'm only 20 people listen to this episode, but you're going to move and you're going to grow from there. When you were in that process, like, what did you do to curb those doubts? Like when they started to creep in? Cause I think that applies to any goal that you're setting. Like you have those doubts creep in, you want to bail. When did those doubts creep in, and how did you fight through those to stay committed to the process?
Well, it's a belief in the process and knowing that you're working with professionals and experts to do it. Had we tried to do something on our own podcast or something, there's no way. We would have been just like the other how many million that are sitting on the sidelines after seven episodes and stuff. But it was a commitment to the process and understanding where it could, you know, we put in a little time here and what the payback would be and stuff. So it was all really about committing to working with some professionals.
Yeah.
And there were a few conversations about trust the process.
Yeah.
Just trust the process. Yeah. My name's on it as well. So if this doesn't work out, I might be moving out of our house. I don't know.
you're working with Chief for like a year before that and advising them, like, podcast has this cool, like, it's like the cool, you know, term of the decade here. Like, oh, I'm hosting a podcast. Yeah, anybody can host a podcast, but when you're working through this from like a business perspective and you're factoring this into the strategy, you know, what were the different ways that you looked at like utilizing this podcast and leveraging it to be more than just that?
You know, that's a great question. And a lot of it was content, purely content, also using video. Video is such a, just the conversion is so good with video. Also, it's in Andrew or Chief Carrier's voice. So we're hearing it first person and real life stories that affect people. It's not just about the company. It's about, you know, the people. It's about the drivers. It's really about helping and telling stories. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was missing, and you can't capture that in some of the traditional marketing ways. So this just gave, you know, if we were trying to get Andrew to maybe write an article or give ideas, that was a lot. I mean, that was just took a lot of time.
That was painful too.
It was painful. It was all painful. I know from my side. But actually having him speak and share stories was really something that was just, I knew that it was there. I've heard him tell stories. So I thought this is really an avenue that it's killing two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. And working and partnering with the right people was key.
Well, and I think you don't even realize probably how much knowledge you've gained over the years that's locked up in your head. And we were talking about writing blog articles for content and things like that. And I'm like, oh man, I don't want to do that. But when you flip that and you say, let's do a podcast and you can just talk about these experiences, then they take that and make that blog article or use it for the content. I was like, well, that sounds a heck of a lot easier. Let's do it that way.
Now, was it easy coming up with content for the actual episodes? And how much time do you commit to preparing for episodes?
Well, I think we're just over 75 episodes produced out there. And I think what I usually tell people is maybe the first 50, that stuff was locked up in my head. But at some point, I'm starting to panic a little bit, like, okay, we got it all out of my head. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next and how are we going to keep this thing going. But that's where Matt and his group came in and helped do some research.
Yeah, and like the research part, learning, you know, I mean, I'm a total nerd. So like learning about things and like troubleshooting, problem solving is like just what the main thing I love about what we do, and then helping people with what we've learned. But that, I think that applies too to any situation. I mean, you need to know what you're getting into. You need to learn about it so that you can form a strategy, because when you were going through that process, we knew that, and that's pretty typical. Okay, you're gonna have a lot of content in your head, but then what do you do with it? And I look at it as like one of those, you remember at JCPenney's, they have those mirrors, like the three-way mirrors, and like you can look at yourself, and if you turn just slightly, it's like a totally different angle. It's a totally different you, right? I mean, granted, I look good in every angle because I just rock the suit, right? And I'm just an extremely, you know, good-looking guy. It's just, it's more of a curse, to be honest with you.
But, got a face for radio.
Got a face for podcasts, yeah. But we look at it that way, and then the research component is where we come in and help, you know, talk about the expert assistance there of, okay, what are the questions people are actually asking, say, Google, and they're searching for? What are those precious keywords that we look for search terms, basically? And then let's incorporate that into these topics, not just for you to win, but, you know, your listener, they're listening to this. What do they actually want to know? So we want to find out how you can best serve your listener. And I think that's a big takeaway as well. Like, are you really doing something that is of true value, that's truly benefiting your listener? If you're just doing self-serving content, it's not authentic. It's not going to really resonate with anybody.
Right. So you're out there searching, what do the people really want to know? Mm. And the first time you gave me the list here a few months back, man, all of a sudden we had enough ideas for another 6 months mm-hmm. worth of recordings and stuff. So that was a huge help there.
And it just all your, but you're taking it and putting your spin on it, your expertise, your background, and then telling the story to that person that you've designed this podcast for.
Well, and one of the hot things in our industry, of course, is the lease operator, the owner operator thing. But what I've realized then over the last year or something is we've done a few episodes with that as a topic, but everything's a different angle, looking at it yep. a little bit different. So that's really getting into it, mm-hmm. you know, digging down deep and stuff.
And that's like getting specific, right? Yes, getting absolutely. More and more specific and niching down.
Oh, go ahead. Look.
I was going to say, like, what are the big takeaways for you for people to apply? I mean, I've got a few takeaways from my perspective from the marketing, but I'm curious what both of you have for kind of the key takeaways from the experience so far.
You know, for me, it was always about helping people, trying to put people first and figuring out how to help them in the industry. So that was one of the big things. I think I've been able to do that in a way I never thought possible. There's probably nothing better than when we have an orientation class come in on a Monday to our business, and the drivers, we hire drivers from all over the country. But when they come in and go, hey, you're the podcast guy, they've been there, they've seen the podcast, they recognize me from YouTube or something. That's pretty dang satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, when we travel, or like we just got back from Best Fleets to Drive For again, and it's the fourth consecutive year for Chief to get be a small carrier. Last year they were the overall small carrier of the year. But the biggest thing, even when we go to different events, is people are watching, and people come up to us and notice and recognize him for the podcast, and they're not the driver. So as you were just saying, you know, it's even though it's very niche down, it can go wide.
Yeah.
And so there's people listening that are inside the corporations, or, you know, inside the trucking companies, to executives, to anywhere in the associations. And it's pretty humbling when they come up and they listen and they're impacted by it, because they're like, yeah. you're doing something different. Mm-hmm. And that's fun.
It's crazy when you niche down like that, you pick up, you don't alienate anybody. The people that are going to listen that are outside of your target audience, they're still going to find you. They're still going to listen. I mean, I still watch TV shows that the target audience is, you know, teen girls. And that's just me. I just have, you know, I watch Nickelodeon and Disney a lot. But, you know, you're not going to alienate those people. I have three takeaways. Like, the main one is stick to the process, commit to the process. It's going to take work. You know, it's like you go to the gym day one, you're going to go, you don't see any results. It's like day 100 of just consistently sticking to it. The second one is to make the most out of anything. Like, when in this case, it's content, it's marketing, it's resources, and that all to help people and serve people. But it's not just an audio podcast, it's videos, it's shorts for Reels and YouTube, it's a blog article, it's a transcript, it's all of these different elements you can really get out of one thing. So we're in the day and age of, like, you got to make the most out of every minute that you have. And that really, I think, is key. And then the last thing I think is truly focusing on what problem you're solving for someone. You know, like, who are you serving? Like, are you really helping somebody with this, or are you just helping yourself? And I think that's part of, like, the genuine intent that you have to have. Like, you know, we have a motto here we call the Midwest Mindset, where it's, you know, help others without expecting anything in return. And that, ironically, produces the greatest return of all, you know? And so, are you really helping someone, or are you just helping yourself? And I think with your podcast, you committed to that approach, where I'm doing this to help somebody, and I'll stick through the pains and the fears and the uncomfortable feelings, because that's the end result. I'm truly helping a truck driver who's got questions, who's got needs, who's gonna need to overcome obstacles to get where he wants to go for him and his family. And that's what the podcast, I think, is really about.
Well, and I thought the magic for us too was, you know, when we were early on talking about doing a podcast, and probably why I was so resistant, is we're a small company. You know, we don't have that many. We have 100 employees total. And I'm thinking, who's going to listen to that? Not very many of them. And how long are they going to listen to it? Not for very long. And that'll be that. But when we decided to make it about any professional truck driver, and not just about Chief carriers, that's really where I think the magic happened for us, because it was, you got this audience of 4 million drivers out there across the country technically that you could be reaching and helping. So that's what it was all about. And did it come back and help Chief in a different way? Yeah, sure it did. But that was never the intent.
And that's that kind of mindset I'm talking about, where you're helping all these people. You're helping drivers for competitors that, you know, are your direct competitors.
Absolutely.
But that ends up coming around because you had that true intent. You were truly just trying to help them.
Well, he's had different guests on, and he's had competitors on here mm-hmm. as well. And because it is truly about giving back. And one thing I wanted to ask, and Matt, you have some statistics on this, and he enjoyed really interviewing people in the beginning. Lately, he's been doing more just speaking to his audience. Number one, Andrew, what do you prefer, having an interview or your own content?
It's probably easier to interview somebody, have somebody in there, because you're just asking them a question and guiding the conversation. They do most of the talking, so it probably takes less prep on my side of things. But Matt told me early on that the solo ones are really the ones that probably perform better.
Yeah, and the reason is, again, you're speaking to one person. And so interview format, it's the most popular, oversaturated format because it is easier. It's like, okay, thank God, I don't have to do this myself. I can have somebody else who can talk, and I don't have to like just carry the whole load. It's a little terrifying to just do an episode where you're just talking, you know, in a room by yourself. I mean, I remember doing that in morning radio where I'm like, I thought I was like in an insane asylum. I'm like, I'm literally in a room here, and it's a padded room too. There's foam on the walls, and I'm just talking to myself. In the morning, you know, I mean, granted people were listening, but the experience was really, it's kind of surreal, you know? So it does take, I mean, I don't even know what you would call it, like a little bit of, you have to kind of have just this willful, naive approach to like, okay, this is weird, I'm just talking, but you imagine that target person that you're speaking to, that individual, and that's why it's more effective. It's actually about 35% higher engagement rate, or in podcasting we call it the consumption rate, like how much of each episode do they listen to. And the reason is that you're speaking to the listener. In interview format, the listener becomes a fly on the wall, you know, so that's why it's more engaging, is just, it's such an intimate format, you're speaking directly to them. And like television, you have interview formats, it's different, because even if I'm watching a show where the host is speaking directly to me, there's that television, it's like a separation, there's that fourth wall. Podcasting, it's, you don't have that fourth wall. Like, you're in my earphones, you're in my head, you're just talking to me. And so that's why it works more effectively, but it's also a lot scarier and people don't want to do it.
Tell me this, for, you know, you've had 100,000 downloads, over 75 podcasts. You know, what's coming, what's your thoughts for the next 75? And what do you see different from, you know, now going forward from where you were last year?
I think one of the things I've learned here probably more recently is the importance of telling a story during that podcast and stuff. So even if we cover some of the same topics we've covered in the past, being able to kind of intertwine a story into that, make it a little more personal. And I think that's where a driver can really, really relate. You know, they've mm-hmm. probably been through some of those things themselves. So that's kind of what I see going forward, is just getting better and better at the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, and there are things that you can repurpose with a podcast, and you can draw back to an episode and update the episode because if things have changed, some things might not have changed. You know, some things may still be relevant, but there, maybe that person wasn't listening at the time. So you can, you know, always draw on different, the stories. The stories are most important, I think. And I think that's where, like, your magic has happened. The dots connected.
Yeah, a little slow, but they connected.
I think stories is really what life is about. You know, stories, experiences, you know, as much as I love my, you know, fancy clothes and shoes and, you know, my comfortable bed, it's, none of it's coming with me when I'm done, right?
Nope.
All I'm going to be left with is the experiences that I've had. And so really in life, we're just buying experiences and then sharing those experiences with other people. Books, movies, television, like, it's all just stories. And so when it comes to marketing, you know, when it comes to, and I mean, marketing is life to me, because even in your day-to-day life, you're marketing yourself. Like, you're trying to make friends, you're trying to impress your future mother-in-law, like whatever it might be, you are putting out a version of yourself that you hope is appealing. That's marketing. It's who are you and how are you connecting with other people? And it's all through stories, you know? It's not through the facts. You know, we think everybody makes decisions based on the facts, but you know, the facts are included. They need to be in that story because that is what connects us as just humans, is that experience that we share, and we tell those experiences through stories.
You made me think about, over the years, I've talked to a lot of leaders in transportation and stuff, and they get towards the end of their career, I mean, they think about retiring and stuff, and they always joke about writing their book of memoirs and all the experiences they've seen over the years, because there's some unbelievable stories in trucking. They're like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
But why not doing a podcast? Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait to the end of the career.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of stories that I'm talking about.
Which reminds me, when we were just at the Truckload Carriers Annual Conference and hearing the Angel, the winner, the recipients, the drivers of the year? And yeah. Their stories and their give back and who they are as humans mm-hmm. is just amazing. And I know I have one question as we probably get ready to wrap this up. If you could fill this room right now with all of your podcast listeners, you know, what is one thing that you would tell them right now if you had them all right here?
I think I would tell them that take the time to find somebody that's going to give you good advice. That good advice is not out there on Facebook and some of those places like that. And to be truthful, that's kind of one of the reasons I decided to do this is I watch drivers getting into the industry. They're new, they're curious, they want to do it right. And they don't know where to go for a good resource. They have an honest question about the business, about trucking, whatever it is. Where do I go? They post it on social media, and it's got to be the worst place you could probably post a question, because I can't believe the negativity out there and the way people just hammer these guys and gals on their questions. So if you could find a great resource, somebody that's going to give you honest, productive feedback to help you push your career forward, that's what I think you should do.
And then I'll tag on that just to wrap up here. Then apply it, right? Yeah. I'll never forget a meeting I had. I pulled some strings. This guy was a business coach, and I pulled some strings from friends to get like a free 30-minute, you know, session with him. And so we were doing this, and he's giving me book after book after book to read. And I'm like trying to keep up writing all this stuff down. He's telling me this, telling me that, telling me this, telling me that. And I got him, we got done with this meeting. And I said to him, I was like, why are you just giving me all this free advice? Like, this is just crazy. And he's like, because you're not going to do any of it.
Nope.
You're not going to read any of the books. You're not going to take my advice. You're not going to go out there and like learn and do all this stuff. Nobody does. And it blew my mind at the time. I mean, I'm a nerd, so I'm just like, I'm of course going to dive into all this, but he's right. Like, having somebody you get great advice from and listening to those experts is key. But then you got to, my old GM said, AFDI, actually effing do it. You got to apply
gotta execute.
It. You got to execute it. Yep. You got to take
and that's
that
why lead. Some of us partner with companies and people like Andrew, because he needed help with some execution. We just needed to push the button, give him the ideas, and then he just had to take it from there.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Driven Too Far. If you want to see what my favorite three episodes are, check out our show notes.